Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel, and we're holding on the bottom of daf Ayin Beis on the base. The Elu Nishalim Beurim Vetumim. After having described the Big Day Kohen Gadol, it adds in the Mishnah two things. The Elu Nishalim Beurim Vetumim. The Kohen has to be wearing the Shwan of the Gadim for the Sheila. And furthermore, Ein Nishalim Ela Lamelech Lav Beidin Ola Mishat Tzibur Tzarichlo, so that we only are able to ask to certain people, to the Urim Vetumim, a Melech, an Avezdin, and as the Grod changes the gears, and Mishat Tzibur Tzarichlo, actually, we'll see in the Sugya, actually needs Sanhedrin, he changes the gears over here, and the Beidin itself. So, today the Gemara now starts explaining precisely to whom we're going to ask in the Urim Vetumim. And Mashmaut is that if it says in the Yisbegadim, it's a reference to the Kohen Gadol. Comes along Rav Dimi. He asks Rav Dimi, Omar, Begadim Shekohen Gadol, Meshamesh Ben Meshorach Milchama Meshamesh. Shemo, Begdei HaKodesh Asher La'aron, Yiyu Levanav Acharav, Umi Sheba Begdula Acharav. So Rav Dimi said that the eight begodim that are mentioned in the Mishnah are not only the Begdei Kohen Gadol, they are also the begodim that are used by the Kohen, a special Kohen, who we made responsible for the morale during the war, and the Torah describes those things that he gives to Bnei Yisrael before entry into battle, and we're Mosheachim from the Shemin HaMishkah, Rav Dimi,
he doesn't partake in that.
No, before they go out to battle. And Rav Dimi adds that he wears actually the Shmoreh Begodim of a Kohen Gadol, and he actually works in the Beit HaMikdash to bring Korbanot wearing Shmoreh Begodim. Because it says the Bigdei HaKodesh, which go to Aaron Uvanav, should go Levanav Acharav. So Acharav, in other words, the way the Rashash and many of the Rishonim learn is that it means the second in Gedula, Levanav Acharav, to the children that are second after him in Gedula. All right, Rashi has a slightly different limud, which doesn't work out very well with Gemara later on, and Rishonim ask on it, in which the way he understands it is that all of the Gedulot that are Noeg in Aaron are also to be Noeg Bivanav Acharav. So one of the Gedula of Aaron is the Shmoneh Begadim, and one of the Gedula is Acharav is the Mashiach Mechama. It means that all of the Gedula is Noeg in the Mashiach Mechama. We'll see that it's difficult to fit into the Sugya because the Mashmaut would be that the Mashiach Mechama is an inherited type position, and actually it isn't, as we'll see in a moment. But in either event, the Pasuk is seen as referring to this special Kohen who is second in level of Kedusha beneath the Kohen Gadol, and he was actually in Kodesh with the Shem HaMish for the purpose of speaking to the Am as they go out the war. Most of Rav Barabbas, some say it was Rav Barabbas, some say it was Kiddi. Kiddi, according to Rashi, all over is the name of a particular Chacham. Others learn Kiddi means anonymously. We don't know exactly where it comes from. You might think that a Mashuach Mechama's position is an inheritable position, the same way that Kohen Gadol's position is inherited by his children, assuming that they also meet all of the standards. They're normally their father's position properly. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the Torah makes it very clear. Please leave the door open. Talmud Lomar, the Torah makes it very clear that Shivas Yamim Yubashem HaKohen Tachtav Mibanav Asher Yavar Olam O'eid Mishamesh Bakar. The only one that is Mishamesh under Aaron is one who is going to be Roy to come into the Olam O'eid L'Sharetz Bakodesh, meaning only the Kohen who does the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. And that means the Kohen Gadol himself, not the Mashiach Milchama. But, says the Gemara, according to what you're saying, that a Mashiach Milchama is also going to wear these Shmoneh Begadim, so then, Lechora, if that's the case, then he is Roy to be Nichnas and Yom HaKippurim also. Because over there it says, V'tiper HaKohen HaShem Shavoto V'Asher Yimalei Et Yado. So the Kohen who had Mashiach and who had Milu Yadayim by wearing the Shmoneh Begadim, apparently should be able to go in and be Mishamish in the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, it's clear from here that your understanding is wrong. Because if what you were saying is right, that he wears Shmoneh Begadim, then the Raya and the Braisa, that the position is not inheritable, falls apart. Omri Nakra Yitzchak, you misunderstand the drush. Tochitama. Koshi Ikar Mashiachato La'olam O'eid. The Pasuk isn't saying anybody who is Ro'i to come to the Olam O'eid, Asher Yavo La'olam O'eid, it means is whose position is meant to be Yavo. That's certainly not the primary position of a Mashiach Mechama. His primary position is to speak to the Yam, and therefore Yatsa Zesh Ikar Mashiachato Milchama. When it comes to a Mashiach Milchama, he is not included in Tachtav Mibanav. Why? Because that's not his purpose, Asher Yavo Al Olamoy. Whether he's allowed to or not is irrelevant. And therefore, the Mashiach Milchama is not an inheritable position. It makes him speak out, it's Vorav, and it's logical that it's not an inheritable position, because it's a very very unique type of position of a person has the capability of moving people that seek them and addressing them in a way that only very few individuals can. And therefore, we look to the person, not to the family. But I mean, others learn that it's a halachic issue. Mashiach over here is not a mashiach that's in terms of level of shirut, particular kedusha, and therefore not inheritable. But in any event, I mean, it's all timely growth. The post is saying it's not inheritable.
Did you just say the words
Here it says that a Mashiach Muhammad does not have either the darga of the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Hedyot. It doesn't use Shmona Begadim, and Rav Dimi claimed that he wears Shmona Begadim and is Mishamish with Shmona Begadim. Omalei Abayis said Abaya to him. Come on. I ask you a question like that, so what do you think it means? Elazar Mashmita, what? The guy's not a Kohen anymore. That's what you're saying? He can't be Kohen Gadol, he can't be Kohen Hedyot, there's nothing. Obviously, you need to understand what it says over here. When it says that he cannot work in the Shmona Begadim, it's not because he's not allowed to be Mishamish for Shmona Begadim. It's because we don't let him. Because Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva, we already saw earlier that we don't allow someone to have the same position as the Kohen Gadol, because it causes immense political problems. And therefore, we tell him, look, you may be meeker, I didn't allow to be Mishami. And Lomais in the case, Lomashal. So it's Kohen Gadol drops out. We haven't settled yet on another Kohen. And meanwhile, there's no Kohen Gadol. So meanwhile, at that point, obviously, Ava is irrelevant. But at that point, he would be Nichnas to be Mishamish. But it certainly doesn't mean to say he's not allowed to be Mishamish. Of course, he's allowed to be Mishamish. Now you're asking a question on Rav Dimi from here. So Kohen Hedyot, the reason he can't be Mishamish is a Kohen Hedyot, however, regarding, is Mishum Malin Bekadish Velon Aridin. We already saw earlier, once a person is on a higher darga, we don't allow him to be reduced in that dark. This is very problematic because the obvious reason that he can't be Mishamish Barba Begadim is because he has a din of Shvan Begadim. Once he has a din of Shvan Begadim, he's called Makusar Begadim if he wears four, and he has a din of a Zar. So therefore, the whole thing makes absolutely no sense. Tosfos asked this question earlier with the Sugya of the Sigan, if you recall. And at that point, Tosfos said, look, Beit Din has the power to disappoint a Kohen Gadol. So what it means over there is that he's not Mishamish Barba, is that if he were disappointed, then he would not be Mishamish Barba because of Malam Begadim from Marita. But over here, where do we see that you can disappoint a Mashiach Muhammad? Actually, some of the Rishonim say that's the point. Malam Begadim from Marita were unable to be married. Wasn't given in our hands to be married. So and therefore, of course, by definition, he cannot work in four Begadim because his din is the same din as the current God who requires Shmona Begadim. Is that the simplest way?
Could that mean that a
current God
can be
Mohammed? No. Listen here, Eva. Not everybody holds it. I'm about to show you a brighter when the Tana doesn't hold. We're chayish for Eva, and nonetheless, it does not allow the Mashiach Muhammad to be Mishamish. You're claiming the only reason he's not Mishamish point of the Gadim is because of Eva, and you're obviously wrong for the following bright. Take a look. The Tana. Divorim Shebein. Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot. Once we're already doing a bright, we're going to go through the different levels. We have a Kohen Gadol versus a Kohen Hedyot. We have a Kohen Gadol versus a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, who had taken the place of the Kohen Gadol when the Kohen became Nifsal, now went back to his other position. And we have the Kohen Gadol versus the Mashiach Muhammad. We'll go through the various halakha. So the Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot, first of all, what distinguishes la halakha, Kohen Gadol from the Kohen Hedyot la halakha, is first of all, you have the par habar kol mitzvot. That's the par Kohen Mashiach. That's all one thing. Par Kohen Mashiach, par habar kol mitzvot. That's one thing. The par that a Kohen Gadol, and only a Kohen Gadol brings for having made a mistake in Pesach and actualized that mistake in Pesach by acting. Similar to the din of the par halam davar shel tzibur, except that it's for a yochi. And that is a special din only when he's a Kohen Gadol, and as we'll see, only when he was Mashuach b'shem and Amishcha, which is a different level of Kohen Gadol, we also have to think between, which we will. Furthermore, the par yom ha-kippurim, which is b'zot yavo aron el ha-kodesh, and the asirita ifa, which is the chavitim, that's brought every day. Furthermore, a Kohen Gadol lo korea v'lo korim. Kohen Gadol, when he's an avel, does not allow his hair to grow, does not allow his begadim to be open as a sign of avelut, that is, there's no kriya. Avoporemu milamati, he does undo the cuff of his begadim, not his begadim, obviously, but his personal begadim. Vahedyot milamala, a Kohen Hedyot is like anybody else, and he does kriya. Furthermore, Kohen Gadol ain't metame the krovah. If one of the krovim that a Kohen Hedyot is supposed to be metame on, which is the krovim that an individual is mitabel on, dies, the Kohen Gadol is not metame, does not go to the funeral. Mitzuvah betula. Furthermore, he has a mitzvah asay to marry only a betula. He's muzhar al almanah, he has a lav. The Kohen Hedyot does not have to not marry an almanah. Kohen Hedyot can't marry a grusha, but he can marry an almanah. The Kohen Gadol cannot marry an almanah. And magzir tarotzeach, when he dies, then the rotzeach and the arei miklat goes back home. Umakriv onein, and even when he is in a state of aninut, that someone died that day, he still goes and he brings korbanot, just like Aharon did. But eino ochel, although he doesn't eat those korbanot, veino cholek, nor does he take part of that korban to eat at night, or any korban that cannot take to eat at night. We don't tell chelek barosh kohen gadol, takes whatever piece that he wants of korban, whether he was makriv it or not, he can choose whatever piece he wants. Umakriv chelek barosh, he can choose what he wants to do in terms of the avoda, whenever he wants. Ubishamesh b'shmona kelim. Also, he wears the 8 begadim as opposed to the 4 begadim. And furthermore, he's potter al tumat mikdash mikdoshav, making a mistake about going into the Beit HaMikdash or eating kodesh, the tuma. Normally, there's a karban ola v'yore that a normal person, a normal kohen, would have to bring. But the Kohen Gadol, because of the fact that he is given special dinim of korbanos, which is the power of bringing him, and the Torah never said what to do about him when it comes to a korban oil of a yare, this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. We don't pass because Rabbi Shimon Shita is that therefore he has no korban at all for other things, and he wouldn't bring a korban oil of a yare at all. So, I mean, the truth is, he wouldn't bring any korban oil of a yare, but there are other reasons. Kol avodot Yom HaKippurim. Furthermore, what's unique about Kohen Gadol is that all avodos of Yom HaKippurim are only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. Again, remember that we said earlier when it says Kol avodot Yom HaKippurim, it's not all that clear that it means Kol avodot. Remember that the Balam Yochama is there's a machlokas. Rambam disagrees. The question is whether all of the piyuti on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are wrong, because they all, including the Ezra Kalir's, who is a Tana, is a Tana, according to some, the son of Rosh Hashanah.
Really?
Yeah. So, according to some, but he's a Tana, according to everybody, Masrim Tana. But in any event, so he taines that he's completely wrong. There was no pious on Yom Kippur because nobody could do avod on Yom Kippur. It's called avodot in a chair to the post, but all jazz with pious. It's all a mistake. The pious, it just mentions over here because it's the rest of the year. But Yom Kippur, there was no pious. And Ramban argues with him and says that all the avodot of the day, normal, kosher, going regular, it's only avodot Yom Kippur, only chair is avodot. And the Rambam is machalik. The Rambam brings in Yonim of pious when it comes to the Trumas Hadesh and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, cleaning out the Mizbeach HaPnimi and so on with Hatava. So he has a pious for that, or maybe for handing the avodot to the Kohen Gadol, the Mala, even though they bear avodot. Of the Thomas is really a three-may machlokas. It means literally kol avodot Yom HaKippur in the as well. But in any event, we discussed this earlier. The kula na'agot beruvah be'begadim. Now, all of these special statuses that we just mentioned about a Kohen Gadol versus the Kohen Hedyot are actually the same whether he's a Kohen Gadol who was at the time of the Kohen, where the Kohen had the Meshicha, the Shemen HaMishcha before Yoshio, hid the Shemen HaMishcha, so the Kohen Gadol would always get Meshicha. But when the Shemen HaMishcha was hidden, so from that point on, it was only milu yadai, which we say in English, investiture, he's wearing the vest, he's putting on the big day kuruna. That made him kadosh b'kadosh HaKohen. As far as the halacha is concerned, all of the above would be exactly the same whether he was actually a Kohen Mashuach or whether he was a Merubah Begadim, except for the par habah kol mitzvot. That special din of the special par that is brought by Kohen Gadol in making a mistake in Hora'ah and carrying it out is only applicable to a Kohen who was Mashuach b'shem HaMishcha. Furthermore, kula na'agot b'mishuach she'avah. Also, all of the above din, including, mind you, working in the Beit HaMikdash b'shmona begadim, are also applicable to a Kohen who worked as the Kohen Gadol, who took the place of the Kohen, and now was bounced back to his original position. He continues to work as the Kohen Gadol, except for the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Asirit HaEifah. So the Chavitim every day are brought not by him, but by the acting Kohen Gadol, the active now Kohen Gadol. So too is the Par Yom HaKippurim done not by him but by the acting Kohen Gadol now. So obviously this Tana does not hold of the problem of Eva, because we learned earlier that a Kohen who was a Mashuach She'avar cannot do any Avodah, not Bishmona Begadim and not the Arba Begadim. This Tana argues. So that means we've already seen Tana doesn't hold of Eva. Now let's see what this Tana who doesn't hold of Eva, what he holds about a Mashuach Milchama. Oh, the Kulan. Ein nohagot l'mashuach milchama. But none of the above applies to a mashuach milchama, except for the following five things, which are all said together in the parasha, which are lo poreya v'lo poreim. He doesn't keep avelut by doing kriah or by letting his hair grow. Lo metame l'krovav. He cannot go to a funeral. Shemen mishras chayta shalav. He's not allowed to go. Umitzuveh ala bitula. He too can only marry a bitula. And he too is muzhar ala mana. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's machzir et harotziah. The Chachamim hold eino machzir. However, it is quite clear from here that he does not wear the shmona of a godin. He's not mishamish in shmona of a godin. So what's Rav Dimi coming to say? He's mishamish shmona of a godin. The only thing that is similar between a kohen mashurach mocham and a kohen gadol are these in yoni poreya, eino poreya, eino porim. He's machzir maybe according to Rav Yehuda, the sula, and so on. Nothing about the shmona of a godin. So obviously you're wrong. And don't try to tell me that that's because of Eva, because this braita doesn't hold of Eva. If it held of Eva, then the Kohen who had taken the place of the Kohen Gadol the last year's Yom Kippur wouldn't be listed here as being roy to do the Aveda. Answers Rav Dini, doesn't mean that the braita doesn't hold of Eva. It means the braita doesn't hold of Eva between two similar people. But certainly a Kohen Gadol who watches a second-rate Mashuach Mulchama coming with his eight begadim is ready to shoot him. So over there, he let Leiva b'dikavate. But Zutamene Itle, to replace him, or to have somebody on a less lofty madrega be doing his Aveda, that will drive him crazy.
As opposed to
Rashad. We spoke about it. Yosef Rabbi Avu, the Carmel of Shmaitz, which made Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Avu once came and said over what Rabbi Dini said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, namely, that a Kohen Mashuach Milchama is Mishamish in the Beit HaMikdash B'shmona Begadim, and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were sitting there, and they turned their faces away as if to say, oh God, that's ridiculous. They didn't say anything, they just looked the other direction. And then others say Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba it was who had come in and mentioned it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and it was then that Rabbi Ami and Rabasi turned aside their faces, and Rav Papa said, that doesn't make any sense. Maske for Rav Papa. I understand that if Rabbi Avu came in and claimed that Rabbi Yochanan had said it, they couldn't get up and say, you're an idiot, and that's not true. And Rabbi Yochanan never said that. Why? Because Rabbi Avu, if you recall, was extremely important in the home of Caesar. He was the one that they come out and sing about him, the women in the Beit HaKeisar. So he was the representative of Israel. They couldn't put him down. So they had to respect him. So they turned their faces aside so that everybody there would realize that he's wrong. But they didn't want to say he's wrong. But if it was Rav Chiya Bar Abba, why didn't they just tell him? Why did they turn their faces aside? They should have said, no, it's not true. He never said that. Okay, but anyway, they should have said, name my name, Lo Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan never said such a thing. Where did all this confusion come from? He got to Ravi. When Ravi came, he said, Rabbi Yochanan did say it, but you got it wrong. What he said was, not that a Mashuach Mochama works in Shmona Begadim. What he said was that a Mashuach Mochama wears the Shmona Begadim when he is being asked by the people at war to ask the Urim V'Tumim. Obviously, he has to be wearing Shmona Begadim to be wearing the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim is in the Choshen Mishpat. So for that purpose, he would wear the Shmona Begadim, and not that he was ever Mishamish for Shmona Begadim. So this was a mistake.
Take on those who turned their head.
No, take on those who were quoting Rabbi Yochanan claiming that he's Mishamish for Shmona Begadim. Not Mishamish. Nish'al Itmar. What he said was that he's asked when he's wearing the Shmona Begadim. Tani Nami Yochanan. Begadim Shekoyim Gadol Mishamish V'Hem. Mashuach Muhammad Nish'al Ba'em. Oh, now it becomes clear. The Braita is saying Mashuach Muhammad indeed wears the Shmona Begadim, not as part of Avodah Beit HaMikdash, but in order to be wearing the Urim V'Tumim so that he has access to the responses from headquarters in the Shemaim.
There's only one Urim V'Tumim. He borrowed the
Begadim
of the
Pandemic. Who knows? I mean, it depends exactly what Urim V'Tumim are. According to those who hold that the Urim V'Tumim were Nimsar to Mesha, there's some Rishonim say that the Urim V'Tumim is a shame that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Mesha in his son. In this case, there wasn't. No, it's in the kosher. Everybody reads not kosher. It says put in the kosher. Some of the kosher told that it couldn't be the kosher. But according to Ibn Ezra, it was some type of communication device. The Ramban was like, what kind of communication device? Are you faxing the Shemayim? It's ridiculous. Koshav Reb Avram
Lehitchatem. But
would
he do work before then? Did that
have
two sets of
people
not do any work?
That depends how we're going to say it.
Machlokas.
Could be, yeah, possible. The fact is that there's a machlokas about what this means, whether we're now having karot or beginning. Because there's two pshotim. The Achronim ask, if the Chazon Ish ask, if Hashem says, "Don't bring it up," that if Lamaisa he is working, it was never put merely begotten for purposes of Avayit, right? So then, what's the problem of his being Meshamish Me'arba? Because his kedusha and Shmona Begotten was not a kedusha Mekayim Gadol. So why do we have a problem Moridin? There's no Moridin. It was a completely different issue. So there's a machlokas achronim over here, whether wearing the Shmona Begotten is ipso facto a kedusha, which is what the Sfasam is about. But the Chazon Ish also in the Chinami, according to this time. We're going back to what we said before. There wouldn't be any more reading. If Lamaisa, it's only that he's Nishal and not that he ever puts it on. So maybe according to Zman Yomar, you could actually, he would continue to work as a Kohen Edyu.
He puts it on.
Lamaisa, as we'll see at the end of the Sugya, the Rambam doesn't bring anything about a Mashiach Bechama ever wearing Shmona Begotten or ever been Nishal. Only talks about the Kohen Gadol. And we'll see where that comes from in the Sugya as we go. But he argues on the way almost everybody
else.
How do you
know that it was
an individual? All of it is
the Kohen Gadol.
Because the Torah speaks. That was Pinchas' position. Turn around. Ketzat how do we ask the Urim B'Tur? Ha-Shoel panav klapei Nish'al. Shoel is facing the one who's being asked. Ha-Nish'al panav klapei Shechina. The one who's being asked is facing the Shechina. Now, according to Rambam, this means, being as it's only referring to Kohen Gadol, this means he's in the base of Mikdash and he's facing. Now, he either is facing the base of Mikdash, or if he's in the war, he's facing the Oren, but he's taking out the war. According to Rashi, it's referring to looking at the Urim V'Tumim. It's what Bishkina. He's looking down, not looking at the person that's asking him. Omer. So he says, for instance, like David asks, Erdofak Reag Dudazet. Now that means you don't ask, shall I? You say, I'm going after this? Beloshon She'ela. Now if you say it to own, is a question. It doesn't have to be articulated as a question. And Anish'al Omer, the response would be, as it was for David, Ko Amar Hashem Alei Vatzla. Go, and you'll win.
Voice.
No, Kohen was he would speak. Wait till we finish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to say Ko Amar Hashem. All you have to say is Alei Vatzlach. What's the point Ko Amar Hashem? What it is that he says is the way that it appears in the post. Alei Vatzlach. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ain't Sarkloma. Fine. Ain't Sharling Bekol. When you ask, you do not ask in a voice that is audible. Shinema Vishaal Lo. So Machlokis was showing him how to learn this. Some learn, Rambam included, and I believe that this is what Rashi means. Well, although some people learn Rashi the other way. Some learn that what this means is that he speaks to himself. Shalom. In other words, he's talking to himself. And that he's not even addressing the Kohen. The Kohen is not an intermediary. He's addressing God. As far as the Rambam is concerned, he's not even facing the Kohen. Because he's facing the back of the Kohen. The Kohen is facing the Ari. Not like Rashi learns he's facing the Nish'al. So that basically two completely different things are going on. The Shoel is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he needs an answer. Generally, God doesn't speak to people with their answers. The answer is given through the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol doesn't relay a message. He's simply there to receive an answer. So it's nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol, in a sense. He's not being Mish'al as an individual. He's responding as the Urim in this particular triangular relationship. So therefore, he speaks to himself. Nonetheless, Lomar Erbili Bo. He doesn't just think about it in his mind telepathically, but rather it's like he's davening, because it says v'sha'al lo lifnei Hashem. Some learn that the diag over here is, even though again v'sha'al lo means v'sha'al lo to himself, some learn it means to the Kohen, but others learn that it's a reference to the diag at the end of the pasuk. And Rashi learns this as well, that it's it says in the end al piv, so al piv, which is somuch to this, with Darshan al piv is referring to that it has to be the piv of the Shoel, not al piv of the Nishal, and therefore there has to be an actual articulation of the question. But that doesn't mean, again, this is a machlok, according to many Rishonim, it doesn't mean that it has to be audible to the Kohen at all. Some who don't learn that way bring a raya from here that when you're davening to yourself, the guy next to you can hear you, because over here obviously says it's like Chana Medaberet Aliba, and nonetheless the Nishal hears him. But of course, if that's not true, then there's not much of a deal. So, he doesn't need to know the question. He only needs to know the answer. In we don't ask two things at once. And if you do, you only get one answer. You're only given the answer to the first thing, and the second thing is ignored. Because David HaMelech, for instance, asked two things at once. Hayereit Shaul, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu only answers in Vayomer Hashem Yereit. But wait a minute. You said you answered the first thing. Vahamarta Imagzin al Rishon. Yeah. David asked the first thing second, and the second thing first. obviously. I mean, what's the point of saying, will they give me the shawl until you ask, is shawl going to come? I mean, so if you get so confused, you can't expect the Shekhinah to be confused. So we answered you the first question. I can't help if you ask the first question. The first question means the first question that ought to be asked, not the first question that you had. So David sha'al shalom keseder, obviously. Yigziro lo keseder. Then when he realized, whoops, I must have done something stupid. So kiman shi'adash sha'al shalom keseder, he then repeats himself. Chazav sha'al keseder. So then he repeated the question. Ayazgiru ba'aleki la'oti v'danasher v'yad sha'ul. At which point the Shekhinah answered, Yazgiru. And that was it. So he knew it was time to get out of there. Boy, I tell it. If there's an emergency, there's no time to ask in staging, then you can ask both at once. So over there you see, because every minute counted, he had to catch up with the Gedut. So he was answered properly, because he asked properly on both questions. Now, when a Navi tells you that something is going to happen, it don't mean that it's going to happen. Because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change his mind if he said he's going to do something bad, like by Yonah, you know, Ninveh mitapechet, but it wasn't. But that's because they did tshuva. When a Navi says something bad is going to happen, it doesn't happen.
But what kind of credibility is that?
Credibility is only on good things. The test is only on good things. But the Urim V'Tumim Enachuzer. When the Urim V'Tumim says something, it's absolute. Shinema b'mishpat ha'urim. The same way that mishpat is absolute, you can't go back and beg for a change. This is the din. I'm going to change. Lomer nikra shman Urim V'Tumim. Urim shmi'irim et divrayim. It's called Urim in the sense that it makes clear what it is that it's saying. And Tumim shmashlimim et divrayim. That it makes certain that it happens. So it's tam. That's it. It's over. So you might as well forget about it. It's as if it already took place. Now you're going to say, but wait, it didn't always give the right answer. What happened, B'givat Binyamin? What happened over there? They went and they asked the Urim V'Tumim. So who goes first in the fight against Binyamin? The Urim V'Tumim answers, Yehuda V'Tchila. And then they go and they lose 100,000 men. And then the next day the same thing happens. Understand, the Urim V'Tumim is misleading them. Answers the Gemara, they asked the wrong question. They didn't say if they should win. They just said, should we go up there to get defeated? I mean, yeah, go ahead, sure. It didn't say, the Urim V'Tumim didn't mislead them. If you want to be an idiot, make a decision. We're going to war. You asked me? You didn't ask me. You want to go to war? Go ahead. Go ahead and go to war and get defeated. So you asked me who goes first. So I tell you, Yehuda goes first. For what purpose? You didn't ask me for what purpose. To get shot down, obviously. By the way, that's why it says over there, Yehuda Batchila. It doesn't say Yehuda Yale. I never told you to go. You decided to go. They should have realized right then, uh-oh. That doesn't sound good. Because in other words, because they thought they would make the decision entirely on their own basis and wouldn't go to the Urim V'Tumim to ask whether it's a good idea. But Lamaisa, the state of the Muhammad, as we saw back in Brachas, is after you make your determination geopolitically and then the president, then Shalim Urim V'Tumim. And Raji says over there, if we're going to win. Because obviously we have to make the determination ourselves, that's in our hands. But the question is, if it's the right thing to do, if we're going to lose, it's not the right thing to do. Okay, you have to go to Urim V'Tumim. So you idiots didn't ask me. If you want to lose 150,000 people, go ahead. Go fight. Next time, ask. It's an awfully expensive lesson. So Bachronash Bichanu, the next time when they realized, oh God, what a mess we made of this. So then Iskima, then the Urim V'Tumim was masking that they should go and told them they're going to win. Because then it continues on to say, Pinchas ben Alazar ben Aaron, Omeid lefanav bayamim ha'im leimor, ha'osif odot seifa milchama, im b'nei binyamin achim egdal. Do I go up or should I stop? Tell me what to do. I'm not making the decision on my own. Vayomer Hashem alu ki macharat enenu biyadecha. By the way, why is that saying Pinchas ben Alazar ben Aaron? Because nobody would have believed this statement 300 years later. Right? But Lamaisa, he was given a special bris. Kunat Ola, he's Eviyo. He never died. He never died. Sorry? Quickly, because people are very resentful of the question, especially when they can't hear it.
The other school that Lamaisa had much earlier, right?
Okay, it could be. But I mean, those we've shown him understand it, but it's in a place where normally we believe in him. He's out at the end of quite a time. So, Kate said, how is the message given over to the Kohen Gadol? Rabbi Yochanan, or those who learn, we're talking about the Mishur Muhammad, or Mishur Muhammad, Boltot. The letters on the Choshen, on the Avnei HaChoshen, actually jut out. So they're emboldened. They light up, so to speak, are highlighted. The letters are highlighted, and then the Kohen has to put together those letters, I'll be Ruach HaKodesh to get the message. There's only the letters are written. Reish Lakish Omer Mitzarfon. No, no. The letters light up themselves in order. The Mitzarif themselves, the message spelled out. Not that it requires the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, but how could you get the message if it didn't have all the letters? I mean, the Urim V'Tumim, take a look at all the letters of the Shvatim. You will not find the letter Tzadik. You will not find the letter, there's other letters. There's also no Chet. There's also no Kuf. The Chet, Kuf, and the Tzadik are missing. The Gro puts in over here. Avo Lokti, but Tzadik, V'Chet, V'Kuf. Om Reb Shlom by Yitzchak. So how do you say Hatzel? Tatzil. It's not Tzadik. That's why it says the Tzadik over here, because it's going Hatzel, Tatzil, going back on that person. So the way to understand our gears is it's asking on what we just said. It said Hatzel, Tatzil. If you're telling me the letters light up, how do you write Hatzel without a Tzadik? Om Reb Shlom by Yitzchak, of all people. Avram Yitzchak. Of course, that's the Tzadik, the Ches, and the Kuf that's missing. Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak. Is Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Kosiv Shah. It was also Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov that was written on the Urim V'Tumim, on the Choshen Mishpah. We'll talk in a minute. Ask him, and what about a Tet? Omer Avachor by Yaakov Shiftei Yeshurun. It was also the words Shiftei Yeshurun. So here there's a machlokas how this was done. The Rambam has Avram Yitzchak Yaakov above on the first one. Shiftei Yeshurun afterwards, after Binyamin. And, but the Balei Kabbalah, which Rabbi Nabakhi brings, and I'm sure you've seen this in many places, is that each one of the Avonim had six letters. So depending on the number of letters, the number of letters of the Shevet, say if there were five letters of the Shevet, you have the Ruvein, and the Aleph would appear for the Avram. Shimon, the Beis would appear from Avram, and so on. So we would go down all the way until the end, and Binyamin had nothing. The Shinrei Shimon would come before. But however it was, all of the Otiot of the Aleph Beis were present on the letters of the Avonim, the Zichron Bnei's. Om Revacha by Yaakov, Shetishutzi. Basically, Kol Kohen She'inu Adabra Beruach HaKodet, Ushchina Shorei Alam, Ein Sho'alim Alam. If you have a Kohen who does not have Ruach HaKodesh, then you cannot use him to ask. Shari Sha'al Tzadok V'Altalo, Evyatar V'lo Altalo, Shema V'yal Evyatar, Atom Kol Ha'am. Now look here. If we find that as David HaMelech was escaping, that Evyatar basically lost his job, and Tzadok was put into position to ask Urim V'Thummim, even though L'maisa, the Rishonim Zmigav, Tzadok was only appointed by Meshicha by Shlomo. But up until that time, he was the one that was acting as the Kohen in terms of the Shevet. Well, the reason why does it say that Vayal Evyatar? Because it didn't work for him. So they recognized the Shechina is no longer Sheira Olam. He can't use the Urim V'Thummim. So if that's the case, then what exactly is the need for the... There's ways of learning. Here's where we get the Rambam. The way the Rashi learns is, what is the need for Ruach HaKodesh if the thing works, right? Apparently, it doesn't light up. If it lights up, why would you need Ruach HaKodesh to be able to interpret?
Well, didn't there's Vangelia going to interpret?
So here the question is like this. The Rambam learns, apparently, and there are other Rishonim learn this as well, that the question over here was not why do you need Ruach HaKodesh? Because anyway you would need Ruach HaKodesh in order to properly, unless you're like Reish Lakish, but you need to be Mitzari. It could be that the question was on Reish Lakish. On Reish Lakish, you don't need a mind. It just tells you the answer.
We still don't know where it's
already. No, according to Mitzarfas, they read themselves. They play out.
Oh,
that's the Machlokas, yeah. Reish Lakish argues. He says, no, they're Mitzarf themselves. They just learned Bolto. However, others learn the question over here is, if you need a Kohen, who is the Ruach HaKodesh? And this is a darga that we find that even the Kohen Gadol didn't always have. That's why Vayal Lev Yatar. It's very unlikely that the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad is the guy that's going to be able to use the Kosher Mishpah, because he won't have the necessary Ruach HaKodesh. And it's not a machine that you can use. You're only able to use it if you can empower it with Ruach HaKodesh. So therefore, what does it mean when we say that the this is the way Rifa learns, and apparently the Rambam is learning, that the Gemara answers, Siyua having Misayeya Be'ad, meaning that the Kohen, Mashiach Muhammad, did not ask. He was there only to facilitate the question. In which case, the Rambam paskins the way that the sugya is coming out. It was all a mistake. He doesn't ask in the Urim V'Thummim, and therefore we leave out the whole sugya. That's right, according to this, we wouldn't be referring to the name of Mashiach Muhammad at all. That's a completely different way of learning. Rashi's Kaddish is that the mind of the Kohen Gadol empowers the stones to speak. And that unless the Kohen Gadol is a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, there's not enough energy to get the stones to respond. So it doesn't work. It's not that it will work mechanically, even if you all, if it's hard, it doesn't work mechanically. It works using the consciousness of the Kohen. Minan Emile, how do we know that it has to be someone on such a darga to ask? Omer Rabbi Avud, the Omar Kro. The Torah says, V'lifnei Elazar HaKohen Ya'amod, this is referring to Yehoshua, who's now being appointed as the Melech, so he will stand in front of Elazar HaKohen, V'sha'alo b'mishpat ha'orim l'fnei Hashem, Alpiv Yetzu, Alpiv Yavohu, who? That means Yehoshua and someone who takes place. I'm sorry. Melech. Who v'chol Yisrael? Chol b'nei Yisrael ito. So who is a Melech? Chol b'nei Yisrael. This refers to the Mashiach Melchama, who's speaking on behalf of the people in the war. V'chol Aida. Zo Sanhedrin. So that's how this whole thing got in with the Mashiach Melchama. Same, again, according to Rabbah. The Sanhedrin doesn't wear the godim and ask, but the Sanhedrin asks. The Mashiach Melchama can facilitate a question from an army commander, let's say, who needs to know whether to go attack a particular place. Come to the Mashiach Melchama, who now facilitates the question. But the one who's getting the question is the Kohen Gadol. This is how the Rambam understands. Adran Allah Balo, Kohen Gadol, our president. Fainton, Eptan, I don't know whether Ape is Yetun, but all right.
Different gears.
Yom HaKippurim. Okay, now at last we begin with the dinim of Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippurim asur b'achila b'shtiyah b'rechitza b'sicha u'b'nilat ha-sandal u'b'tashmish ha-mitah. The five inuyim. The Torah says, v'initem et nafshotechem. The Torah never says, don't eat. Never says, don't drink. Never says, fast on Yom Kippur. All it says is, v'initem et nafshotechem. So we'll see that we define that by the way that the word inuy is defined in the Torah itself. And therefore we come up with the following five, even though there's six. Eating and drinking is viewed as one thing. So eating, drinking, washing, rubbing, anointing with oil or so on, wearing shoes on your feet, engaging in sexual relations, those are the five issues. According to Rebbe Eliezer, a melech who requires beauty at all times, it says, because I know is beautiful, a kala who needs to be beautiful, the only iser is iser of ta'anug, not iserim for better things, I think that's for the purpose. Obviously, you're allowed to wash dirt off yourself. So too, for the melech and the kala, they wash their faces. V'achaya, and a woman who had a baby, tinolat a sandal, she should wear a sandal for her. Again, that's not called tanug. That's what the norm is to protect her from cold temperatures and so on. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim osri. Ha'ochel k'kotevet agasa, and the shir of achila, interestingly, is not the shir of the kizai, because it doesn't say anything about achila. It talks only about inui, which means that it would be a shir that would take away that inui. What is that shir? The shir of the k'kotevet agasa, which is a nice fat date, including the big gar'in in the date, k'moa uche gar'inata, including the size of the meat of the date and the actual pit. That shear, we'll see later on, is a shear. It's a machlokus about whether it's larger, smaller than a kveitza, but it's certainly larger than the zayit. V'ashotem alei lugmav, and furthermore, drinking means to drink a full mouthful of the drink. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Would be chayav. Kol ochlim mitzar filik kotevet, and when it says to eat, it doesn't mean to eat a particular thing. Any food of that size, you could put it together for 20 different things, is a kotevet. Kol mashkin mitzar filim alei lugmav, and ha'ochel v'ashotem, which it says, all considered to be one inui, nonetheless, it's not mitzarif in terms of a shir. Now, ask the Gemara. You say, Yom HaKippurim is osur b'achila v'shtiyah. What do you mean, osur? He says, it should say, ha'ochel v'ashotem, it's not Yom HaKippurim, chayim. It's a chiyav of a, it's chiyav karet, therefore it's b'chayav you a korban. It's when you say it's osur, like it's a, something you shouldn't be doing. Anush karetu. When it says asur, it's referring to a chatzi shir. And the raya is that only afterwards it says, ochel kotevet agasa. So up until now we're talking about ochel not kotevet gasa. So we're talking about maybe ochel kezayit. Ochel kezayit is a chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is asur, but a chatzi shir is not chayev. It's only if you hold that a chatzi shir is osur, you could say Yom HaKippurim is osur. But l'man yom chatzi shir mutar min ha-teira. So how can you say Yom HaKippurim is osur? Where is this machlokes? Chatzi shiur Rabbi Yochanan amar osur min ha-Torah. This is osur mamish midioraita, and we'll talk about the mocker of this from so on later on. But Reish Lakish, no, it's mutar min ha-Torah. So Eidik Rabbi Yochanan holds it's osur midioraita. According to Reish Lakish, how do you understand the mission of Yom HaKippurim osur b'chilei b'shtiyah? If according to him it isn't even an isur, and it says the Gemara. No, Reish Lakish didn't say it isn't an Isser. He says it's not an Isser in Atera. But later, Reish Lakish asur min Rabbanan. Reish Lakish is moda that there's an Isser, but Rabbanan of eating a chatzi shiur. Therefore, when it says Yom HaKippurim asur ba'achila, it means normal achila. The size of a normal achila is a gizayin. And a chiyami. There's no chiyav karet. It's asur. Maybe only asur min Rabbanan. Maybe asur even min Rabbanan because of chatzi shiur. But certainly not asur to be mechayev yu karet. And therefore, there would be no chiyav of a korban. And only afterwards does the Mishnah write, Ha'ochel kikot. Evet, agasa. Oh, then already you'd be chayav karet. Mishnah works in very nicely. If it means chatzi shiur, to be continued. Brief review. Be'elon ishalim burim litunim kiyata rabdimi amre begonim shikoyin gonim shamesh be'em mishurach mechomam mishamesh be'em. Shinemar ubigrei akodesh asher la'aron yiyul avanav acharav. Nimi sheba bigdula acharav. But according to you, he is right to be bought, because he's wearing Shmuel Begadim. On Renakuba Yitzchak, Ochikoma. Koshi Ikar Meshichato La'ol Moed. But in Meshuah B'chama, even though he might be able to, but Yotza Zeshi Ikar Meshichato La'ol Milchama, and not for Avodah. Basically, Meshuah B'chama in a Meshamish lo bi'arba'ak ha'koin ha'giyot, ve'lo bi'shmonak ha'koin gadol. Om La'ves, so what do you think, for heaven's sakes? Zar Mashvit Alei? Elok ha'koin gadol mishumei va. No way, because the Tana let Leva nonetheless doesn't allow Shimush. The Tana Dvarm Shpin Kohen Gadol Kohen Yod is the par above Kol HaMitzvot, the par Yom HaKippurim, Asiris Haifa. Furthermore, Kohen Gadol is Lo Porein, although he is Porein Milamata, Hedid Milamala. Eina Metami Likrovav, Mitzuvah Laptula with the Mitzvot Aseh, Muzar Almana with the Mitzvot Lot Aseh, Marzir the Rotzeh for Marei Miklat, Makrivon in Barin Ochel, Dein Ocholeik. He's not a Chelek Barosh all the time, Makriv Chelek Barosh all the time, and he's Mishamish Bishmona Kelim. He's Potra Tumat Mikdash Vekadosh Vekodik Rabbi Shimon, Kol Avedot Yom HaKippur Nenek Shero Del Bo, Machlokas Vishonim, what Kol means, Kula Noagot Berumru Babi Vegadim, even if he's not Mashuach, except for one, which is the Parabah Kol HaMitzvot, and Kula Noagot B'Mashuach She'avar Chutzupar Yom HaKippur Metzir Teifa, which means that our Tata doesn't hold the Veva because he allows the Mashuach She'avar to do Avodah, V'Kulan Ein Noagot B'Mashuach Merchoma, did you get that straight? Ein Noagot, Chutz B'Chamisha Dvarim Amurim Parsha, which does not include the Shemona Megodim, my dear, Lo Porea, Lo Poreim, Lo Metam Lekrovav, Mitzuvah L'Ptula B'Zal Mana, and according to Rav Yehuda, he's Marzah Zerotzeh, the Chum say no, Ein Marzah. So how do you explain it now? Obviously there's no Eva, nonetheless there's no Shemosh. Explain it very simply, Ki let Leiva, B'Kavatei, but B'Zutam, in Eitla, Yotiv Rabbi Yavur, B'Kamal Allah Shemaitim, Shemaitim Rabbi Yochanan, and Revami and Revasi turned away to say, blech. So Ikramir was Rabkhiya Baravam, Rabbi 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 Matka Rabbi Papa, understand if it was Rabbi Abu. That's why, Mishum Yikr Debe Kesar, they couldn't say straight out that you're wrong. But if it was Rabkhiya Baravam, name it like name it. Lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, Kiyasa Rabbani cleared up the whole confusion. And Rabbi Yochanan did say it, he said, Nishal, Tani Amayoki Begodim Shkar, Godim Shamesh. The Mekor Meshuach B'Chomer Nish'al Bahem. That's the meaning. Turn around. Ketzat Sholim. Hashoel Panav Klapi Nish'al. Nish'al Panav Klapi Shchina. Hashoel Omer Erdov. Achrei Yagdud Hazeh. Doesn't have to say Ha Erdov. And Nish'al Omer Koma Hashem. Alei Vatzlach. Rav Yehuda Omer Eintzach Lomer Koma Hashem. Alei Vatzlach. Ein Sholim B'Kol Shemer Sha'alo. V'lo Ma'arer B'Libo Shnamar V'Sha'alo Zne Hashem. אלא כדרך שהברכנה בתפילתה שהברכנה מדברת על ליבה, אין שואלים שני דברים כאחד, אם שואלים מחזירים אליך. אין מחזירים אליו ראשון שמש גבירים בעלי תהילה בידו, הירד שאול, והיום השם ירד. מה? אמרת אין מחזירים אליו ראשון. That was the ראשון, it was דוד, he said it wrong. דוד שאל שלו כסדר, זיר לו כסדר. כיוון שידע ששאל שלו כסדר, חזר בשאל כסדר. שמה יסגירו בעלי קהילה אותי ואת אנשי בידי שאול והיום השם הויה, יסגירו. אם הוא צריך אדם על השניים, סודן מחזיר לו שניים אימידיית נשמה. וישאל דוד בהשם לימור רדוף אחרי הגדוד הזה השיגנו, והיום אלו רדוף כסף תשיג עצר תציר. אף הפי שגזירת נביא חוזרת, גזירת אורים ותומים אינה חוזרת. שמה במשפט האורים, לא מניק בשמן אורים ותומים, אורים שמאירים את דבריהם, תומים שמשכימים את דבריהם. ואם תאמר בגבעת בנימין מפני מה לא ישלים בדבריהם, הם לא בויחנו, אם לנצח, אם לנצח. באחרונה שביחנו הסכימו שם הפנקס בן הלצה בן אהרון עומד לפניו בימים ההם לימור הוסיף עוד לצאת למלחמה עם בני בנימין אחי עם אחדל והיום השם עלו מחרת אלה בידיך כיצד נעשית רבי יוחנן אומר בולטות רשלק שמר מצטרפות מעלות תיבות צדק ורחת ורקוף עומר שמור בר יצחק אברהם יצחק ויעקב כתיב שם but still what happened to the tet Omer Ravacha by Yaakov Shiftei Yisroel Ktiv Shah Meitvei Kofei Shirmidabu Baruch HaKadosh Ben Shor Lavin Shalim Bo Shai Shal Tzadok Al Talo Ev Yatar Velo Al Talo and they fired him Shema Vayal Ev Yatar Tom Kalam Okay, so you have him Sayyeh Ba'adayu neglected to tell you that therefore according to some Urim V'tunim this Ramban understands also are two sets of Shemites there's the Urim set and there's the Tumim set To get the message, you use the Urim Shemes. To be metamein the message so that they make sense, you use the Tumim Shemes. There are two Shemes, one that enables the letters to light up, and the other that enables the Kohen to make certain that he puts them together properly. Ein Sharlim Elul Melech Minan Emilei, Omer the Avud, Omer Krok Neel Azarak Min Yamod, Vishalo Bimishpat Urim, Who, Zemela, Vecho Yisrael Ito Zemashur Mechoma, Vecho Eida, Zu Sanhedrin. Yom Kippur Masur Bachir Mishnim Rakit Masich Brin Asa Sanu Betar Shuf Shmita Melech Vakali Chutzut Pneim, Achayati Nolat Asandal Divri Bli Ezech Omi Veis. Ha'ochel Ki Kotevet Agasa Kamo Ochar Gyar Inata, Vashote Meloi Lugma, Melo Lugma, Chaya. Kol Ochel Mistavne Kotevet, Kol Amash Ki Mistavne Melo Lugma, Ha'ochel Vishote, Ein Mistavne. Us, on his carry to Amr Rabbi Levi, Tim Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Mishnah is referring to Chatzishir. Say, Nich, Lama Nehmer Chatzishir Asa Minat Torah. Lama Nehmer Chatzishir Mutam Minat Torah Ma'ika Lema. It's one. Chatzishir Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asa Minat Torah Shlok Shomai Mutam Minat Torah. Say, Ein Yichl Rabbi Yochanan Shlok Shomai Ika Lema. Meidere Shlok Yishas Rabbi Rabban.